Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's hump day.
I do the hump, the hump. I do the hump, the hump. Hey.
Today, I'm going to tweet for people who think cucumbers taste better pickled. We in cheer. Did you watch Queen Sugar or Atlanta last night? I didn't watch either. And don't even think you're gonna try to snatch my black card because I was in bed trying to get well rested so I can wake up and chit chat with y'all. I am really sad that I missed Black Twitter family TV time. Yo, when Black Twitter watches TV as a family, it's the stuff of magic. But I'll just have to watch Queen Sugar or Atlanta on demand at some point. I didn't even get to read y'all's tweets about them yet. I'm just really getting it together. And should I watch Queen Sugar or Atlanta? I've actually heard Atlanta was pretty good. Like, I was reading some of the reviews and pre-show critique of it, I guess. And from what I've heard, it's actually good from people I trust. So, I don't know. I mean, I know Queen Sugar is gonna be good because Ava DuVernay is bae. Like, what has she done that wasn't good, really? But Atlanta, I was a little skeptical because Donald Glover, I don't know. We'll see. But I'll read y'all's tweets and let me know if it was good and I'll check it out and we'll discuss it, you know? Whatever. So yesterday on Good Morning Black Twitter, we were talking about subtweeting. And at GMBT Show ran a poll on Twitter asking y'all if you've been subtweeted, if you've sent subtweets, all that good stuff. And a good 56% of y'all said that you have both sent and received a subtweet. 56%. I'm thinking that's kind of shady. It's kind of shady in these tweets. It might be so shady that we might all have a vitamin D deficiency. Ain't no sunny day sweeping the clouds away in these Black Twitter streets. I see y'all. And speaking of shady tweets, can we talk about fake rich people on Twitter? You know who I'm talking about. Every now and again, someone hops on the timeline to say something stupid like, y'all split rent? You bought underwear from Victoria's Secret? Making $20 an hour is a lot of money for y'all? Fake rich. I'd call them nouveau riche, but there's really no evidence that they actually have money. I mean, none of them have ever posted their pay stubs or tax returns on the timeline. So as far as I'm concerned, they're broke too. But it really doesn't even matter what they make because the problem is that they feel the need to put down poor people to make themselves feel better. And unprovoked, like, what did poor people ever do but try to get by? But here you go with your fake rich ass trying to look down your nose at poor people. And we both know you ain't gotta look down that far because you ain't that high up. I don't get it. Now, at Audacious K had a really good point that a lot of people hop on the timeline and lie about being poor and put down poor people because nobody actually wants to be poor. They make up things to be haughty about because nobody wants to be poor. Nobody wants to be associated with being poor. And that makes sense, but shutting up is always an option. You can always just not talk about poverty and not talk about poor people to not be associated with poverty or poor people. It is always an option to just shut up. By the way, this is why nobody likes nouveau riche people, the wealthy or the poor alike. Nobody likes nouveau riche people because we can smell the desperation on you. Nouveau riche people are desperate to be seen as more than one of the poors. You might be living paycheck to paycheck and be one check from being poor again, but because you can't afford to go to Ruth Chris, whatever, you feel like you're better than poor people and you gotta shout it out loud so other people know too? Okay. Anywho, that's all I have to say about that, but y'all know who I'm talking about, right? We're here. What's the most outrageous anti-poor tweet you've ever seen on Twitter? Hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or at me on Twitter at GMBT Show. You know I love to hear from you. As always, whether you're watching or listening, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Have a good Wednesday, Black Twitter. We're almost through the week. We gonna make it. Have a good morning.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.